Mr. Sandman. Bring me a dream.
Bum, 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 bum.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Bum, 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 bum.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
Bum, bum, bum.
Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone.
Bum, 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 bum.
Don't have nobody to call.
And welcome back again to one of my favorite songs of all time. I don't know what it's called, but this
Mr.
is
Sandman.
Oh, the Sandman, of course. That's when you go to sleep. You count sand.
Bring me a dream, Mr. Sandman.
I count
He's
sand.
The one who puts the sand in your eyes.
Bum. Bum, 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 bum. That's Joseph J. Right there on the harmonica. And I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo. Eric, right? What was that? That was like
a ghost, I think.
I thought it was ripples in the water.
Yeah, that one too.
And Eric behind the glass, Trisha in studio, and the Sandman singing a song you'll never forget.
This is the Cordettes singing Mr. Sandman. You know what? We're running out of water movies. No, we're not. Halloween H2O.
That's what this comes from?
Yes, H2O. Got it.
Or you could put sand, what do you call those things? To block the water
sandbags.
That one.
Yeah. Smoke on the water.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, who was that?
Deep Purple.
Yeah. Nicely said. Wow, very good. So, and this hour brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive, 3310 East Thomas Road in Phoenix, 602-956-3781. Definitely call them. Great, great auto repair shop. And what I like, his integrity, his honesty, off the charts. So, again, thank you to Jim Wilson.
And excellent
quality.
Pricing as well.
Oh, yeah,
you get
no
good
doubt.
Quality, and, mm-hmm. and he doesn't charge you an arm and a leg.
No, not at all.
He's very fair. No.
And a reminder, like I said earlier, by the way, Breakthrough Entertainment superhero show on next week. We'll be talking about The Avengers Age of Ultron.
Mm.
Age of Ultron?
Yes. Yeah. So that should be fun, right?
Never heard of that. What is Age of Ultron?
The Avengers, one of the biggest movies of the summer.
Oh. And
yeah, what about Chris Evans' little comment about Black Widow?
Yeah, did you see that? He wasn't the first. Wasn't Jeremy Renner was the first one?
Jeremy Renner made the joke.
Yeah. Did you see Robert Downey Jr. walk out on The Interviewer?
No, but I read about it.
Seriously?
He thought she was getting a little too personal about his drug
use. Yeah, the guy was getting a little too personal. He was asking him about his past addiction and his father.
His father.
Yeah, and when I first read it, I was blaming Robert Downey Jr. But, you know, after I watched the clip of it, I was very much against what the interviewer was doing. The interviewer, by the way, could not even complete a sentence without fumbling
really?
Over himself.
Didn't Robert Downey Jr. say, hey, I have no problem with you, but it's getting a little Diane Sawyer-esque?
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta have respect sometimes.
You do. Right? You do. And you know what? You are there to promote a film. And that's what Robert Downey Jr. tries to say. He says, well, we're here to promote a film, aren't we? And then he says, well, yeah, we're here to promote a film, but I kind of want to know about you and your father and you know. So he just... Very, very unprofessional guy. And the thing that irks me the most is that these people, these disrespectful people, interviewers, are the people who get the interviews with the stars.
We do, too.
We do, too. But I'm saying that if we were to request Robert Downey Jr., they'd say no. And yet, if you listen to our interviews, we're so much more respectful to our guests.
You know what? I have to tell you, did you guys see the video that kind of went semi-viral with Robert Downey Jr. and the little boy who has a prosthesis? And he gave him an Iron Man hand, arm.
Really?
Yes. It was the coolest thing ever. And you know what? I've got to give a shout out to Robert Downey Jr. He's always been very open and upfront about mm-hmm. about his drug use and everything and, you know, working from rehab and everything else.
He was
that
great
he's
on
done.
Ally McBeal. He's
you have to be upfront about it when you wake up in somebody else's house.
Well, yeah. But you know what? He has at least continued to work and work through it and tried to not let it define him. And he is a very talented actor.
And he definitely made a huge comeback.
He has. He's made a huge comeback. And, even walking out on that person, I think he did it in a decent way.
And, you know, when you're given 8 minutes to speak with a celebrity or 10 minutes, whatever they gave this guy, you don't fill it up with questions that are inappropriate and disrespectful.
Well, so I think some of these reporters or these interviewers think that they're like hard-hitting journalists. Yeah. And they go a little overboard.
You know,
well, and that's not the time and place.
No, it's not. It's not. And, I mean, if he, again, and you know, certain questions are off limits and stuff like that. And, I mean, whether you want to respect that or not, but you don't just change the entire interview.
Well,
so that's
one
of the big.
It's not like we're vetting him for some kind of a political, powerful position or something.
But of course, you know, let's take a minute to thank all of our guests on today's show. Of course, real life water diviner Greg Storozuk. Thank you so much for joining
very
us.
Very interesting, by the way.
Yes,
he's
very,
a real life diviner.
Diviner, yes,
not just water.
Dowser.
So
Dowser.
Divine.
Yes.
That's what his wife says. He's diviner.
Actor / DJ RJ. Ooh, I didn't realize that.
RJ.
RJ.
DJ RJ. That's his new DJ name.
Yeah, that is. RJ. DJ RJ. Breaking Bad. Check him out over at the Hi-Fi Old Town Scottsdale tomorrow night. So that's Sunday night. And thank you also to Jim Wilson, writer, director, producer of 50 to 1 on DVD this coming Tuesday. So just a few days away, you can get your hands on that. And all of our movies, we want to thank them as well. The Water Diviner, 3 thumbs up for that. Big thumbs up. Forager, thumbs up. Mild thumbs up. White God, big thumbs up to that from me. And See You in Valhalla, mild thumbs up from me. And then 3 very huge thumbs
huge.
Up to After the Ball.
Definitely see that.
Eddie Grant singing Water from Water. The movie.
From Water?
Yeah, it was a movie called Water. I've never seen it, but.
Walk on Water. Hey, Eric, who used to walk on water?
Jesus.
Really? I didn't know that. I thought he turned water into wine.
He did all those
he
magic
did that
tricks.
Too.
Christ.
Oh, man. Look what you